Okay. What's up, guys? It is It is 9:01 a.m. U.S. Pacific Daylight Time here in Los Angeles. And let me just confirm that it's going. Bum, bum, bum. Yep. Okay. 9:01 Thursday, March 14th, AD 2024, in the morning here in Los Angeles. And we're going to have a fun show, hopefully, right? I had no show yesterday, okay? JLP had no show. American Anchor Baby had no show. Joel Friday got cheated out of his fourth show for the week. This is Joel's last day for the week because he was only live Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Nice. So shout out to Joel Friday. I want to talk a little bit about Don Lemon, and maternal mortality. I talked about those two things in Hake News on the Jesse Lee Peterson show today. I may touch on lame-o Neil Young. He's a singer guy. I'm shaking my head because he quit Spotify because Joe Rogan. Give me a break. My competitor. That's right. Is on there. Now he's going back to Spotify. He quit Spotify, meaning he tried to pull all of his music off of Spotify. Now he wants his music back on Spotify. And he's being a little beta about it. Oh, vicious. Ridiculous. Some other things going on. You can call in 1-888-775-3773. Have some cool music to share with you. It's Work Hard Wednesday on a Thursday. And it's also 90 Pound Wednesday. So, hope you guys stick with me through the Hake music. But anyway, guys, let's get right on with the show!
1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, it's the Hake Report. The Hake Report. La, la, la. Oh, it's the Hake Report. The Hake Report. La, la, la.
Hey, guys!
Oh,
how you guys doing? I am fine. Complicated business, folks. Complicated business. All right. So we didn't have a show yesterday, but we're working on getting this stuff fixed today. I'm in my mind thinking about wanting to get up to snuff so I can be like Joel Friday, run my own show. But I just don't have the know-how. I'm a boomer. Nugget Man says, "Hey, thanks for the archive upload. I really enjoy those." Thumbs up emoji. Right on, man. I enjoy them as well. And I was remiss in not getting JLP and Bond archive footage up. I think we're all out of the church services unless we can get something that can read bad Blu-ray discs. What a mess. But there are, you know, some 2011 Sunday services that are hidden in the Blu-rays that are unreadable. They're supposed to be great, but they're unreadable. What a mess. So hopefully we can get some more church archive services to you guys and archive JLP stuff to you. There's a handful of JLP archive stuff that is not up and published on YouTube, republished, really. So we'll see what happens, okay? So, yeah, you're welcome, Nugget Man. Appreciate you appreciating it. All right, so let me talk about this evil guy, Don Lemon. Don Lemon, as one of my competitors, Tucker Carlson, calls him. He's black. And then, like, 10 years ago or 12, 13 maybe years ago or so, he thought it was a good idea to call himself shamelessly not morally straight, in a particular way. The Boy Scouts, they used to pledge to be morally straight. And there are many ways in which you can not be morally straight. That you can be not morally straight. But in one particular way, he is explicitly, vulgarly not morally straight. But anyway, he thinks he's so smart. He was a Commie Nonsense Network host. Sometimes even hit or miss, honestly, this Don Lemon guy. I have a picture of him in the folder. I don't know if you're capable of doing this stuff because we're doing it a new way. It's a new world, and Hake is trying to find this whole new world. There he is. Nice. Hey, that's Don Lemon. Look at him trying to play all dignified. He started to wear glasses. Tour de headlines. Tour de headlines. Tour de headlines. This is from the outlet. It's a Getty image, but this is it from the far left Morning Brew. Are you guys proud of me? I'm not using the Skim, the far left females at the Skim, nor am I using Commie Nonsense Network, CNN. Don Lemon. Into the black thing and somewhat shamelessly into the gay thing. So-called. A liberal. Hit and miss, though. He has admitted that over 70% of black children are born out of wedlock, and it's not a good thing, and blacks should be responsible and pull up their pants and stuff like that. But that's shallow stuff. He still swallows the same lies that most blacks do that's causing the blacks to suffer. And he is expressing one of the reasons for Popcorn's Thump Keg, and perhaps even Joe from Phoenix, why even the blacks who know pretty much how to behave, this guy put the N-word on the screen, and I thought that was funny. But anyway, back when he was working for CNN, he got fired. I forget why, but they get rid of all their one-third interesting people, CNN does. They got rid of that one guy who was a foreigner who goes after the Second Amendment. He brought on Alex Jones onto CNN. Pierce Morgan. They got rid of Pierce Morgan. One third. He's 30% interesting. 33 1/3% interesting. This guy, too. He's 33 1/3% interesting. You know, blacks. Entertaining. But he's become very bitter. A Trump derangement syndrome sufferer. And it aged him, by the way. You know, look, you guys, when we're streaming in higher res, you can see Hake aging. That's what's happening to Don Lemon. You can see him aging. He must have some, like, white in him. He's part white. Because black don't crack, they say. Doesn't crack. We speak proper English. But Don Lemon, he got kicked off of CNN. Again, I forget why. Oh, because he was kind of based. He got kicked off for being based. We use the term loosely here on the Hake Report. Because he was like, women don't get equal pay because they don't bring in equal money or equal attention. For example, basketball, soccer. Yeah, even if they win in basketball or if they win in soccer, nobody's watching it. It's not as interesting. They're not as athletic. It's more spectacular watching men play sports than it is watching women try to play sports. And some of them are quite capable, more capable than an average or sub-average man. A few of the high-performing ladies are better than some of the sub-average men. But, you know, like they've said that talented high school teams, soccer teams, can beat the best women's team in the world. Maybe. Don't know if that's a fair statement, but that's what I've heard. So this guy's like arguing with the feminists because he's slightly less off base than the feminists. He's a little bit more on base. So they got rid of him or something. I don't know. Oh, and he said something funny about men and women and women getting past her prime. Women being past their prime. He searched up on Google women are reached their prime. At 40, they are past their prime. He said, nice, funny. So he said, it's unfair for some woman who is running for office to say that men are past their prime. So Don Lemon being kind of funny, kind of a little bit, you could call it ignorant a little, but it's fair-minded, interesting thinker. They can't have that. We can't have that on, Nikki Haley might have said that, yeah. He might have said Nikki Haley's past her prime. Still mildly attractive, but anyway, right on, Don Lemon. And he got kicked off of CNN for that. CNN can't have anything interesting or independent thinking on their show. Ned Post, I do not avow, I don't know, I still disavow him. So he got kicked off of CNN, and we were all wishing him well. I say we, as if you guys were wishing him well with me. But I was like, aw, isn't that nice? He announced that he's going to be streaming on X. And Tucker Carlson congratulated him because he's going to be on X. Elon Musk has Tucker Carlson on X, putting his show on X, exclusive, you know, whatever. Not even necessarily exclusive. And Don Lemon was going to do it. And listen, and you see this article, I mean, this little blurb, news blurb from Morning Brew. Morning Brew. Don Lemon said, it's an email, morning update, news service. They aggregate some news for you. Don Lemon says Elon Musk killed his X show after the X show deal after an interview. So he thought it would, the former CNN anchor, Don Lemon, said he thought the billionaire would be the perfect first guest for his little independent show on X, platform he'd been wooed to create a show for as part of the video push for X. But after a tense at times exchange, Elon Musk canceled the partnership. This is business partnership, okay? It's not the not morally straight S-word partnership, obviously. Apparently, speech absolutism doesn't apply. Well, I need to speak it like Don Lemon speaks. Apparently, free speech absolutism doesn't apply when it comes to questions about him from people like me, says this self-important Don Lemon, noting he still plans to post the interview on X. Meanwhile, Elon Musk said Don Lemon lacked authenticity. Authenticity. Which is kind of fair. His part of his life is inauthentic. A whole lot of these people who get into this not morally straight stuff think that they're being authentic when they're indulging and wallowing in their delusion and perversion. That's not real. A lot of people who are shy think they're being authentic when they are outwardly expressing that shyness and showing and looking nervous. When they're really, they're believing lies that they are not morally straight or lies that they are shy. And that's not authenticity. You're believing a lie. You're just agreeing with the devil. So, boom. But Don Lemon can be, say some true things sometimes, but anyway. His approach was basically just CNN, but on social media, which doesn't work, as evidenced by the fact that CNN is dying. So said Elon Musk. And is CNN dying? Maybe. They're definitely getting clowned a lot over ever since Trump came on the scene and even before. And Don Lemon, yeah, I don't have any footage of his interview for you, but supposedly he asked about, let's see. Bum, bum, bum. Supposedly he asked about, well, I do remember, I did see a clip of it. He asked Elon Musk, you met with Trump. Yes. Trump did most of the talking, said Elon Musk. Did he ask you for money? Asked Don Lemon. No. Did he ask you to donate to his campaign? No. Did he ask you to help him pay for his law bills? Because he's under legal persecution, Trump is, our greatest president. Elon Musk is like, no. Are you leaning towards anybody? No, I'm leaning away from Biden, said Elon Musk in this Don Lemon interview that he's, I guess, posting at some point. There somehow a clip leaked. Maybe it's already posted. I don't know. But Elon Musk, allegedly asked, asked about his alleged drug use. Come on, CNN, be classy. Well, I don't know what the nature of the question was. Business ventures and the presidential election, reportedly asked about stuff like that. Tense at times. And Elon Musk has called himself a free speech absolutist, which is a lie. Come on, nobody's a... And I like Elon Musk, but nobody's a free speech absolutist. And I like Don Lemon, too. Not like that, but... I'm for censorship for Christ! Or is censorship... I'm for censorship at times, of course. Give me a break. I mean, pornography is not speech. It's not free speech. It's not even speech. It's just being vulgar. And there's a whole lot of this vulgar stuff going on in the world. I'll talk in a moment about... let me talk about right now. Just a little quick side note. You can take that down. Thank you, Hassan. Speaking of free speech, they said the Nazis... I saw this post from this gal. I covered her the other day. J.K. Rowling. She is on a war path against this transgender stuff, right? She's a Christian woman, a liberal, at least purports to be Christian, you know? Feminist. And she quote tweeted or posted a screenshot of somebody who wrote, "The Nazis banned books on transgenderism. Why are you so eager to uphold the Nazi ideology?" Well, it's not like the Nazis were wrong about everything. The Nazis also said the sky is blue, maybe. Is the sky not blue? Hey, James, you're by yourself on this one. Nobody likes Don. Don Lemon, come on, spell it right. Is the sky blue? Because the Nazis said the sky is blue. Are you a Nazi? All this phony. And really, the Nazis may or may not have been right or wrong about the transgenders, if they even knew about or cared about the transgenders. I knew that they weren't into the homosexual stuff. Well, some of them were into it, because everybody has their issues, right? But it's what you do with it and the spirit behind it, right? Because you can see someone is wrong but not hate them or get overreact to the wrong and not repay evil with evil, or you can repay evil with evil. According to reports, if they did wrong things to the transgenders or the LGBTs, which didn't exist back then, but the homosexuals or whatever, so-called, then they were wrong for that. But they weren't wrong for saying that it was wrong. Duh. It's vulgar. People have told me that... Carver... Carver says, James Hurtler was on to something. Hake. No. Yeah. I mean, whatever. Everybody has. It's like the angry teenager who's rebelling against the parents. I remember hearing JLP talk about children who are angry at their parents. You're right about your parents, but don't be angry about it. Similarly, you're right about these mamas who are justifying evil and calling evil good, but don't be mad about that or you're evil. So, yes, there's a time for this censorship stuff. This lady, J.K. Rowling, maybe going overboard on a thrill kick, on a kick. She seems to believe in the racism stuff. She thinks that it's real. So she's coming at it from a liberal angle, a mama angle, not a full-blown Christian angle, even though she calls herself Christian, I heard, per Norm MacDonald, the late, great Norm MacDonald. And just a little heads up, again, for these vulgar people like Don Lemon. For him to post on X, I saw JLP Talk, x.com/JLP Talk. He quote tweeted Don Lemon recently, I think, and said, Elon Musk, let me interview you, or something like that. Don Lemon posted, Elon Musk canceled the hashtag The Don Lemon Show, eyes emoji. Watch on YouTube and listen everywhere Monday, March 19th. And so Don Lemon's running his mouth about Elon Musk canceling that. You canceled my contract after our interview. I don't think you believe in free speech. There are proposed community notes. Axios said that X did not have a signed contract with Don Lemon. Interesting. So I don't know. Because I'm in the people who can rate community notes. Did you know that? But anyway, what a dirty person to be turning on somebody whom you were trying to make a deal with. Why not be classy about it, Don Lemon? He doesn't know how to be classy. That's vulgar. That's not free speech. That's vulgar. It's free speech, I guess, but it's kind of like slanderous, dirty, harassment, gossip, being a sort of a gossipy woman. That's nasty. So I am not for free speech. You can quote me on that. Hey, Jax Ruby from Tennessee. Nice to see you over there on IG. Did you know Hake is streaming on IG and other platforms? Anyway, you can call in, guys. 1-888-775-3773. Let me get to David in Ocala, Florida. David, what's up, man? How you doing?
Good morning. Long time no talk.
Hey, good afternoon to you, I guess it is, huh?
Yeah, what happened yesterday?
We had technical issues, so the studio JLP network hosts did not stream, unfortunately.
Yeah, well, I called in. You know, Don Lemon was a plant, man. I mean, he's just a racist, full-blown. The only thing, he hides behind it because he married some white guy. You know what I'm saying?
That's not a real marriage. You know, it's interesting. I'm going to ask about the plant thing, but you mentioned marriage. I was thinking about marriage. I brought up the word husband the other week when I was talking with my favorite caller, Maze. Husband means like guide, like animal husbandry, you know? You guide the horsey and raise the horsey. Similarly, you guide your wife and raise your wife and bridle that woman.
Right. Well, you're right.
And so wife means something, too. It's not an interchangeable thing. You can't have two wives or two husbands. Where you're guiding each other into hell. H-E double toothpicks, I mean. So it's proof that JLP is right. It's not a marriage. Duh. But you said...
Oh, those two? No.
Go ahead.
No, that ain't no marriage. Two dudes can't get married.
But you said it's a plant? Why do you call him a plant?
Because he's full-blown... He's like a plant, okay? What I mean by a plant is somebody like Dr. Rashad Ritchie, okay? He's a racist plant to keep this division going because all they got is, hey, we were once slaves. We were once, treated terrible. You know, it's like your friend... Krishan the Don says, I'm racist, so now what? Now where are you going to go? What are we going to talk about now, okay? If I just admit I'm racist, what do you got to say now?
So you mean that they're just propped up because they're black and liberal and support the dumb stuff that the powers that be want? Okay, that makes sense. By plant, you mean
Joy Reid,
affirmative action. He's an affirmative
action. Joy Reid.
Another word for plant could be an affirmative action host.
Yeah, like Jory Reid. Jory Reid sort of replaced Don Lemon. You know, isn't she on CNN?
No, she's on MSLSD.
Close enough, okay?
Hat tip to that Jewish guy. Nice.
Yeah, you brought up, here, I just want to say something real quick. That J.K. Rowling lady, didn't she write do Harry Potter?
She did. She wrote Harry Potter.
She's no Christian.
She's no Christian?
Christian.
Yeah, she is.
No.
Yes, she is.
No, you can't write about witchcraft and magic and shoot that all out across the universe.
Oh, yeah. In that. Well, I mean, why not?
Well,
what if you're using it as a Christian allegory?
That's like saying, "Hey, I'm a Christian Satanist." Okay, I'm a Satanist, but I'm a Christian.
But she's not a witch. I don't think she called herself a witch. She's just writing a fictional story about witches and stuff.
Well, I heard that she wrote some of that with what they use called automatic writing. Okay, which is definitely magic and demonic, okay, where you let, like, a spirit write through you.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Is that true? But has that been confirmed?
I don't know. I just read it. You know, I heard about it, that that's how she first got supposedly she
well,
was
I'll
riding
tell you,
a bus or something.
According to a more reliable source called Norm MacDonald, where's Norm MacDonald now?
That guy.
He said that J.K. Rowling is a Christian and that she wrote part of the Harry Potter story kind of to parallel the sacrifice of Jesus or something like that.
No way, man.
He said
no
that.
Way.
Something
that just
along
shows
those
you
lines.
How far gone people are, man.
What, Norm MacDonald?
Yeah, I mean, I like the guy, but that's a stretch, bro. I mean, how far...
She,
you know,
well, he
like
quoted
terrible.
Her as... I think he quoted her as saying that.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. So he wasn't... He was... Because he was criticizing the joke of some guy who's like, oh, I don't read the Bible. I prefer good literature like Harry Potter. And so Norm MacDonald is like, that's not very funny because... It's ignorant because J.K. Rowling is a Christian and she fashioned part of her story based on referencing this story from the Bible. So so that's the story. What about C.S. Lewis? They have witches and
that
things
line,
like that.
The Witch in the Wardrobe?
Yeah.
Yeah, that I read that as a kid and I don't really believe that that was a takeoff on that either. I didn't get that out of that book.
You didn't think Aslan the lion was like the sacrifice of Jesus?
It was so long ago. I was in the sixth grade when I read that book. But that's sort of like that. What was that book that was out about that house or something? The Shack. Okay, that's another. That's a just blasphemy book. You know that the Holy Spirit, some black woman. And get the heck out of here, all right? You know?
But C.S. Lewis wrote actual Christian books, and I don't know who wrote The Shack. I don't know if that's... Is that the This Present Darkness guy?
Some guy wrote it, you know? I don't know. But I wanted to let you know,
okay.
I used to have a friend of mine that used to say, enough already? I mean, these blacks need to get over the Civil War and all that stuff, man, because, listen, you don't hear the Jews crying about the Germans now, do you?
Yeah. Yeah, you do.
Not really.
But if the Jewish people do, I call them Jewish people because it sounds nicer, then, but you can call them Jews, it's fine. Then they have to get over that, too. Give me a break. Get over it. Everybody should get over it. Get over the USS Liberty. Get over the... Holocaust, hey. I think you two might have picked up on that one. Get over the slavery. Get over all that stuff. Get over the Armenian genocide. Shout out to the Armenians. Get over all of it. It's in the past. And you weren't there.
Right, exactly. Same way. But what I'm trying to tell you is the only really that they bring it up, you know, is if people try to deny the Holocaust. And the blacks...
No, but it's not. That's not the only time, because they're trying to call everybody Nazis.
Well, yeah.
That's one of their...
That's
one of... they are so into that. They're into that more than their religion. When you, according to a survey that I saw shared by Real Vincent James, mm-hmm. they, when you survey them, because so many of them are non-religious, they're atheist or agnostic or secular.
Right. Uh-huh.
The number one thing that they all care about in common is remember the Holocaust. So that's not good. But you're right, it doesn't keep them down as much as it keeps the blacks down.
Yeah, but what I mean is like on the news, okay, like the narrative that's being, I mean, you know, spewed out that they just won't let it go. You know,
yeah.
You got black, and how they do it is now we got Black History Month, we got Martin Luther King, we got Black Entertainment Television, they got all this special stuff given to them, and now they think they're special. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
These black people think that they are special.
That's
I'm
so wrong.
I'm a black queen.
Yep.
I'm this, I'm that. Don't, you know, I mean, remember the girl that stood up in the airplane flying into California or something and got nasty on the plane like a year or so ago?
No.
You know, don't, well, there's a video of some girl that.
There's been so many incidents.
Well, she was black and she wanted to go use the bathroom and the stewardess told her no. And she got, you know, real nasty and brought up racism and I'm black queen and this and that. Just made a fool out of herself.
Wow.
And nobody shut her down. Nobody shut her down. I would have told her, listen, lady, shut up. Okay?
Whoa.
Go sit down.
But would that have been the right and loving way to do it? Or would have you been all puffed up?
I'm sort of past that point with them. Okay, now listen.
You're past the point of loving them?
No, past the point of putting up with their bull crap of them.
I know, but
the first grade.
Whoa, don't say crap, kids.
Oh, I'm sorry.
See, are you getting heated with the blacks? You don't.
Well, I'm coming to realize that it's okay. Listen, it's okay.
I'm not telling you shouldn't say something. Maybe you should say something.
Well,
but sometimes you don't correct a foolish person. You just let that foolish person be in their hell, and you don't be bothered by it.
Watch this. It's okay if you're a white Democrat. You notice that? But if you're a white Republican, you're the devil, man.
What's your point? You changed the subject.
I'm saying the blacks don't mind if you're a white Democrat.
They hate you still.
But if you're a white Republican, they think you're the wicked, evil slave masters. You know,
true.
They just think you're wicked.
Right.
Don't you notice how they pull together? That's the one thing about these Dems. They pull together no matter what. It doesn't matter what one of them does. If one of them accidentally kills somebody as a drunk driver,
yeah,
they're on board with them, okay? It's not, hey, he shouldn't have been drinking and driving, but he's a Dem. He's one of us, and we're going to stand by him.
Yeah.
I mean, they could, you know, where Republicans won't do that. So, but, you know, if you notice in the last few years, which I didn't, you know, I got this revelation about 15 years ago when I realized that they infiltrated the Republican Party with all these Democrats that aren't Republicans, and it pulls them little extra votes that they need to get all this stuff passed.
Yeah.
You notice that? So,
people are blind. The Republicans have been infiltrated. Well, I don't know. As Anchor Baby has said, there's this certain rule, and I always forget the name of it, that any conservative organization is going to get infiltrated and subverted by its enemies. And that's what always happens. The devil gets in, devilish mm-hmm. people get in, pride, ego battles, even among people who, quote-unquote, really do believe in the conservative values, they infight, and it's a mess. That's because the people of what's right aren't truly of what's right. That's why we should aim for perfection.
Or is it that evil is overtaking good, okay, with all this transgender...
It's overtaking the people who are... It's overtaking the fake...
That.
It's overtaking the fake people, because the fake people are fake good. We're not real good.
Well, here... Like, there wasn't as many of these transgender people 40 years ago. So what happened? They all just came out of the closet 40 years later, or the DNA or the gene or whatever they want to call it is manifesting itself? or is it just they are totally delusional?
They were raised they were generations raised badly in a culture that has pushed more and more this degeneracy, so it seems acceptable. The generations before didn't raise their children right to so that the children don't fall for the lies.
Or could it be this? Listen to this. I got a niece in the family. When she was like 14, 15, she was just the most beautiful thing, and real artistic and everything like that.
Yeah.
She goes off to college, meets some girl, turns lesbian, comes to her grandfather's funeral the last 2 weeks ago, all butched up, looks like she's been taking hormones, okay, because she don't look like a girl anymore. She looks like a boy.
Yeah.
And just broken-hearted her family, okay, that didn't raise her that way.
They did. So they did raise her that way. They raised her to be weak. They failed her.
No, when society got her when she got to that college.
She wouldn't have fallen to society had she not been raised poorly.
That part I disagree with, because I know her parents and I know their morals and values. They're devastated.
You don't know how they were with her.
No, yeah, you're right. I wasn't there the whole time.
Had they raised her to be strong and really think for herself, she wouldn't have fallen for that. And if they did raise her right, all is not lost, because if they did raise her some semblance of right, all is not lost, because she will come back around. Some people have to go through their wild phase. Everybody does.
Yeah. I'm hoping and praying that's the case. I really am. But, this is what I want to say before I go. If Biden gets reelected, these people deserve everything they got coming to them. That's all I got to say. If these people don't get out there and put an end to this stuff, okay, or they cheat and get him.
Whoa, that doesn't happen.
I'm sorry. Yeah,
no
yeah,
cheating I mean, ever happens.
Yeah, I'm sorry. if they do anything.
Except for Republicans
mischievous,
cheat. Yeah.
It's just, I'm tired of fighting it. They deserve what they get. I'm not even, it doesn't even bother me anymore, really, because
it shouldn't have bothered you in the first place, though, man. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, you're right, but I cared about the country and everything like that. You know, I was brought up Pledge Allegiance.
I got you. Yeah, no, I totally got you, man. I love the Gen Xers and Boomers, because they have this this emotional patriotism for the country. But the emotional patriotism is not enough to save the country. You have to be steadfast and not able to be worn down by the evil people.
Well, what I think could be happening, too, is God's turning these people over to reprobate minds, okay, to where they just, they're gone. I mean, when you sit there and listen to Chuck Schumer or Nadler or this Raskin guy up in Washington, they're so far gone, bro. It's unbelievable.
I know.
And now it looks like the spirits are coming where you can see it on these people that's how wicked they are. I mean, just look at them. Like, when you look at these people when they start talking.
That's anti-Semitic.
Joy Reid. Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
I'm not talking about
just kidding
like
around.
Joy Reid, Sonny Halston. I mean, you can see that.
I know. Look at Don Lemon. He used to look young and full of life somewhat. Now he looks old and of ill humor. And yeah, I'm with you.
He's sewed to his flesh, man. You cannot go lay down with another man.
Well, I don't want to talk about that. It's gross.
Well, I'm just saying you're gonna reap terrible from that, because it's such an abomination to God.
Right.
So, well, listen, hey, you have a great day. And
appreciate you.
Me come on and talk, man, and keep rocking on, bud, okay?
Thank you, David.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye. So let me talk about lame-o Neil Young before I get back to calls. I will try to plow through this so I can get back to you guys. Morning Brew reported on this quote. Far-left extremist outlet Morning Brew sent the email update to Hake, and Hake checked it this time. Quote, I just cannot leave. I don't know how this guy sounds, so I can't imitate him, unfortunately. I cannot just leave Apple and Amazon like I did Spotify, because my music would have very little streaming outlet to music lovers at all, he said. 2 years after ditching Spotify, far-left extremist Spotify, bullied by its far-left extremist SJW employees, by the way, in protest of Spotify's $200 million deal to distribute Hake's competitor, Joe Rogan's podcast, exclusively, Neil Young. What does he sing anyway? I probably have a couple of Neil Young songs. Not to be confused with the great, but not Christian, Neil Diamond. Anybody? Neil Diamond? Sweet Caroline? Oh my gosh. So good. Neil Young. I don't know. I have two songs from him. Heart of Gold and Old Man. Are those good songs? I can't even think of what they sound like. But I was raised on Christian music, so I'm not really a reliable source on good secular music. Or good music. I'm excited about Neil Young coming back to Spotify, says Terry. What's up, Terry? Oh, by the way, I have to read the Super Chats, too. So, 2 years after ditching Spotify in protest of the $200 million deal for Joe Rogan's podcast, because Spotify used to be just music, now they have podcasting. You can podcast The Hake Report on Spotify, did you know? And The Jesse Lee Peterson Show. And I believe American Anchor, maybe. And I'm quite sure Joelle Friday TV. So check those all out. Neil Young says he's returning his music to the platform of Spotify. He came crawling. You'll be back, said Spotify. Get out of here. You'll be back. You'll come crawling back. So Neil Young, over the hill, but still liberal, unfortunately. It doesn't fit to be an old and liberal still, in my opinion. I mean, I get it. People have to. We bear with one another in love, as the Bible says. The singer is still not a fan of the experience that Joe Rogan provides listeners. Like, he even knows anything about it. Does he know anything about it? Joe Rogan's a liberal. He's like a Bernie Sanders, Barack Obama supporter who's like hit and miss. He's basically a Don Lemon, except maybe not as bitter and nasty and not morally straight as Don Lemon or Black. But he's like this kiss-up guy. Didn't I cover him earlier this week? I feel like I covered something Joe Rogan all kissing up to that Black guy who ended up having a head in his freezer. That Black ex-convict whose dad allegedly R-worded a 7-year-old stepdaughter. That Black guy whose son allegedly, like, beat up and pushed an Asian guy into traffic, and the Asian guy got hit by a car and died. Joe Rogan kissing up to these Blacks and criminals. Give me a break. And pushing pot. He's a liberal. But anyway, and he thought Obama was good. But anyway, this singer is still not a fan of him, blah, blah, blah. Spotify has given up exclusivity. Oh, that's his excuse? That's his excuse? So Spotify is no longer exclusive, Joe Rogan. So Joe Rogan can be on other platforms, I guess. I guess they're on. Joe Rogan is now also on Apple and Amazon, my competitor. How am I going to compete with my competitors expanding? That means he's getting spread thin. I'll get you. I'll get him. That means that what Neil Young called a disinformation podcast, give me a break, will be available wherever you get your podcasts, which also means Apple and Amazon. Hake is also on Amazon podcasts. Did you know that? Don't tell Amazon. Watch some of my hater listeners go report Hake to Amazon and Hake gets kicked off Amazon. Nah. Why would they kick me off? I'm such a nice guy. Neil Young is still none too happy with Spotify. In announcing his reversal, listen to this, and then I'll get back to calls. Hang tight. Neil Young called it the number one streamer of low-res music in the world. Talk about bitter sour grapes slap in the face of this company who's hosting your music, where you get less quality than we made, said Neil Young. Music, audiophile snob. ADF, audiophile. Hake, I love you, but you got less than 400 watching. Rogan got hundreds of millions, says Big Mitch 909. What do you know? Maybe angels in heaven are watching Hake, whereas it's demons. Whatever. Neil Old, that's right, Mike Gibson. Hake International. No, Hake Interstellar. With the angels in heaven. Joe Rogan is buying views. Yeah, I don't buy my viewers. Anyway, that's the story. Isn't that kind of petty? He has to get in his little jabs at Spotify. You're basically acting like a Don Lemon, Neil Young. Who wants to work with you? Nobody. You're being bitter. He's a singer guy. I don't know. Shall I play one of his songs? Here. That's what it sounds like. Oh, that's nice. Hey, he's used to be talented. Right on, Neil Young. We wish you well. Yay, Spotify. Congrats. Okay. William in California is on the line. Thank you for holding, William. How are you doing, man?
That's quite all right. How you doing, James?
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Shout out to David in Ocala, my man. Yeah, rock on. He's right about that. Partying with the stone.
Nice.
Hey, man. Shout out to these farmers, Red Dirt Farm, Blazing Hogs. And, hey, shout out to Joe from Phoenix with his horses. I'm out here still up here at the ranch working on this place, man, getting this fence ready for animals.
You know what I like about my show? I have listeners who are ranchers. They're slinging cattle. They have horses. Yep. Horses.
Income property owners.
They're horses, truckers.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
We got and then ladies. I also have ladies and kids. So.
Do, yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Nice.
You know, and
I don't have ladies. I have listeners who are ladies, married mothers and stuff like that.
Real
and unmarried lady. Gals.
That's right. That's Shut right. Up. And they're the backbone of this country. And I don't farm for profit. I
nice.
Farm for recreation. So, you know, my land is not for, you know, raising beef for the market, nothing like that. It's just land.
Cool.
I take care of it. And like my girlfriend was like, when are you going to come back from down there? You seem to be enjoying yourself up there. And I am.
Yeah.
I am.
Right on.
You know, I wanted to talk about a couple of things. I've looked at a list of Donald Trump's what's on the agenda if he's reelected, and he said woke, number one, gone. Schools recovering from all of this madness with the children, gone. Prayer, coming back to school. Pledge allegiance, coming back to the schools. I had a mass deportation program that's coming. And as far as the squad and all of these woke people, this is a lot on the line for them. Because if he gets reelected, they all know it's over. And I've been telling you it's over for 2 years, haven't I?
Oh, it's with this woke stuff, so-called woke
it's
stuff?
Over.
I don't
it's
think
over.
It is. No, it won't be, man.
It'll be there, but it ain't going to be something that everybody did. But look. It's over.
You say that, but
popular.
look at.
I agree with David. I agree with David. People are getting sick of this stuff.
They are. They you are. Know, but they being are sick of it emotionally is not a solution because
you got to get action. It takes action, like you just said.
Yeah, and it's more than just action. It's unmoved standing on a solid foundation of what's right.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And that's
yeah.
not what I see but, in the country from anybody.
Whoa. I have faith in this country. I really do. We have a lot of problems. Still the best country in the world.
Yeah.
With the problems we have. And like I said, these farmers that do it for profit, they're a little different than me. This is their bread and butter. They're going to make a comeback. They're going to make a comeback. They're going to be okay. And the situation with Fannie Willis,
yeah.
I value Joe from Phoenix opinion on illegal, you know, on that. You know, I mean, I listen to him, what he has to say. You don't have to agree with this man. He is, you know, he was into the law and he knows the law. I'd like to have his opinion on Fonnie Willis, because it is very rare that a prosecutor can be removed from a case, and it ain't looking good for her. It's just not looking too good for her.
I know that they dropped a few of the charges against him. Was that related to the?
Yeah.
To her.
Yeah.
It's mm-hmm. funny yeah. when I heard that news about them dropping some of the charges. I mean, he still has like four. I thought it was four of them, but I could be wrong.
Got three or four left. I think nine. I think, was it nine? You'd have to ask Joe from Phoenix.
I thought that there were like 91 charges, and they dropped maybe three of them. Now they're 88 or something like that. I don't know,
like
but
that.
That's not the point. The point is, when I heard that they dropped some of the charges, I'm like, see, these black prosecutors are so sloppy, and they'll throw everything at the wall and try to make it stick. And these lame-o judges are letting most of it stick. But they're like, even the lame-o liberal judges are like, no, I don't think so. Now, I don't know about this judge. I'm just assuming that in general, judges are lame-o liberals.
No. Hey, get away from me. Not there. No, put that down. Give me a minute. I'm sorry about that. The help.
Working on with the help.
give me a minute. I'll be right with you. Listen.
Nice.
I have faith in this country, and I really dig farmers. I have a lot of friends that are farmers, and they are the backbone of this country, including Joe from Phoenix with horses and everything. I respect that. I'd just like to know what he thinks about what's going on with these some of these charges getting thrown out and everything. But it doesn't look good for Miss Willis. It doesn't look too good.
Yeah.
And David and Ocala, you cannot be mad at a man that has his opinion. When he says he's sick of it, I don't have to agree with it, but I can kind of understand why.
Yeah. No, of course. You
know, he's just voicing his opinion.
Yep.
He's a good man. And he's just like he said, it's getting old. And that's why I don't follow things I lead. Don't follow things like that. It's not good. Be an individual.
Yeah.
Have your own thinking. And if somebody has a different opinion than yours, still give them the respect.
Yep.
Like I said, I have a lot of respect for Joe from Phoenix.
Nice.
He's got his animals, lived his life right, sounds like he's a straight-up guy. You don't have to agree with him. You don't have to go after his neck over it.
Right.
You know? And that goes for anybody. Talked to Joe yesterday about this king and queen thing, and I'm fabulous and all of that. If you know, I told him, I said, if most women, when they talk too much, they usually have a peon as a husband. I got relatives like that. I look at them and say, Jesus Christ. Okay, she is relative, but can you stand up a little bit?
Yeah.
It's usually...
Some people can't. Some people really can't. They're paralyzed mentally. I was listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and he talked about he quoted a reporter as saying that in Haiti, they're trying to rule not just by fear, but by paralyzing people mentally. And that's what happens to men with women.
Exactly.
And whites with blacks and everything. It's a mess.
All of that stuff. And then I was telling Joel yesterday, we were talking on his show, and I was like,
2 days
really,
ago.
If you think about it, when you hear women talk a lot,
yeah,
more than likely, that guy that's with her is probably not going to be a male that's a stand-up guy.
Yeah, true.
I was at a friend of mine's garage coming out of the garage.
It's like I talked about with the meaning of husband and wife. A husband is supposed to guide the wife. If the wife is out of control, then the husband is not doing good animal husbandry.
At all. I mean, like, that's coming out this guy's garage. We're helping him get something out of his garage, and all of a sudden, there's a speaker or a camera or something. She starts talking from inside the house, and she said, "Hey, do this and do that." And I said, "Jesus Christ, is that your wife?"
You keep on saying Jesus Christ.
I'm like, "Hey, man, is that your wife?
Yeah,
really listening to us? Is she listening to our conversation in the garage? The garage?
Terrible.
The garage is sacred to men. Is she listening to us?" Yeah.
I never heard that before.
I'm like, "I gotta go, dude. I gotta go. I'll talk to you later," and everything. I was like, "Hey, man, are you happy with that?"
No, that's really bad. No, I mean, the woman shouldn't be trying to eavesdrop. That's not
man,
right.
Man, let me tell you what happens in my home. I own my home.
I got him started.
No, you listen to this. I own that house.
Nice.
My girlfriend comes over from time to time. Do you know that garage is like, she just like avoids it.
Nice.
She's like,
good.
That's like your church. I said, these are my tools. This is my toys. This is my drum set. These are my cars. Stay the hell out of here. Don't clean my coffee cup.
Nice.
Do not clean my coffee cup. She stays out of there.
Right on.
This dude had like a system where his wife was listening to the conversation. I'm like,
that's not good.
Okay. I think I'll be getting ready to go, my friend.
I appreciate your call, William in California. It's good to hear from you, man. I got to get to the music. Take care.
What are you playing today?
I'm going to be playing some Starflyer 59. I think you guys might like it. Some people think his voice is too whispery, and it is. But I think that's part of the charm. But Starflyer 59 is coming up.
I'll be sure to put on my little JBL speaker and listen to see how it sounds.
That sounds good. I'll look forward to your feedback. Take care, William.
All right. Take care.
Bye. So, it is Work Hard Wednesday, guys. On a Thursday, because we did not work hard at all yesterday. We didn't have a show. Well, some people were working. Some people were working. As I say we, the editorial we, Hake didn't do anything yesterday. Although we did put out a little archive clip. But Starflyer 59, like many of you, is/was Jason Martin. A trucker. I think that's his name. A trucker. So this track is entitled Softness Goodness. It may be like a demo version because it's from the last Laurel EP. I hope you enjoy it, though. You musical Philistines. Be right back for hour two. Hang tight, and you can call in over the break. The crying guitars. Not a terrible song, hey? I like music that I feel like I could sing along to. Well, some of you guys seem to actually like this. Seem to like this, actually. Right on. Finally. Thank you guys for bearing with me through that. My opinion, beautiful music. Finally, a good song besides Mary Rice Hopkins. Also a great songwriter, indeed. You know who else is really good at songwriting? T-Swift. She's actually really good at songwriting. My opinion. Those songs are so catchy. I'm like, what is this? Oh, I Shazam it. Oh, it's T-Swift. How'd that happen? Of course. Zenny says, Starfire 59 only has 88 Shazams. Yeah, true, probably. They were a long time tooth and nail band. Been at it a long time, going for it. Anyway, by long time, I mean since like the early 90s. So before I get back to calls, let me do some super chats, guys. Before I get into other stories, too, I wanted to talk about maternal mortality. Many super chats have come in, and I didn't get to all of them. Yeah, I didn't get to them yesterday, of course, because I didn't have a show yesterday. Oh, is Joelle Friday scheduled? Let me know if you're scheduled, Joelle Friday, so that I can set you in. The Right Way 444 said, hey, you look cooler in this smaller frame on Instagram. Shout out to the Instagram people. Thanks for joining me over on Instagram, IG. Does IG.com redirect to Instagram? No, it does not. FB.com redirects to Facebook, but IG.com does not redirect to Instagram. Come on, Meta, get your stuff together. But anyway, the Right Way, thank you. Thank you, man. Yeah, it sees you guys see me in portrait mode. So you just see this portion, something like that. That's why I try to stay in the middle, not in the middle. Trying to do silent prayer with that thing beeping, it would be fixed with fixed in no time. Well, if you do the silent prayer in with the overhead ceiling bird chirping. Also, somebody called it a ceiling bird. With the overhead, you know, the smoke detector beeping, it doesn't annoy you if you're just aware of it. Did you know that? Pretty cool. Quebecensis? Whatever. Quebecensis. Says, hey, I'm on Bluetooth and can't call in, but you're so wrong about this youthful offender thing. This was from the other week. He said that on my Odyssey, O-D-Y-S-E-E.com/ I see it, Joel. Friday TV. What the heck? Who are you? Who are you? It's funny, I searched it and it didn't pull up, but when I stopped searching it, I found it. You should sit out of the frame. Rule of one-thirds would actually get him more views. True, Mike Gibson. Some of these men are very low IQ and should be decided case by case, says Quebecensis. Quebecensis. Yeah, I guess, but this youthful offender thing, remember I covered that the other week? They're saying that, oh, if you're 26 years old, that should be a youthful offender. That should be considered a youth offender. So you're able to be released earlier. It used to be 18 years old. If you're under 18, you were a youth. You did it when you were underage, a minor. Your brain wasn't fully formed. You didn't know what you were doing. Yeah, you knew what you were doing. And you should serve the full term, I say. But and then they, so I don't even believe in this youth offender thing necessarily. Case by case, like Quebecensis says, yeah. Yeah, case by case. A good discretion of a good judge, maybe. But it's hard to find those nowadays. But in the state of California, they raise it from 18, or maybe 16, to 21, to 24. Now it's 26. Age 26, youth offender. So they can let you out early for, like, committing a murder or something like that. Ridiculous. These mamas. But please feel free to call in if you have a mild disagreement with me or a strong disagreement with me or an agreement with me or a comment or a question. 888-77-JESSE. We're on JLP's network. Thank you, Quebecensis. I feel like I'm butchering that name. Gregatron gave a Streamlabs donation. Hake, I think you should have your parents on your show as guests. I got the idea from the caller Sean from Florida, S-H-A-W-N, from Florida, who was asking about your life. You should interview them, says Gregatron. Interesting suggestion, man. My initial reaction is, no way, Jose. No way, Jose. But my other reaction is, I don't really want to call attention to my family. You know? Because there's a whole lot of mess going on in the world. And people are evil, doxing, and being vicious and malicious. And they'll go after your family. So, that's another reason I don't really want to do that offhand. But thank you for the suggestion. nice. And also, it would be like, awkward. Another super chat, a coffee, buymeacoffee.com/thehakereport. Someone bought a coffee. So just suppose you're a ban the box guy or gal. That's that, we don't want poor ex-felons or ex-convicts to be discriminated against in the job, so we have to ban the box for, are you a felon? And you check a box if you're a felon. Ban the box. Suppose you're one of those people. Once the trend takes and employers start to hear, then that's especially going to get you booted, because once I see you're black, and since I already heard, if you don't have a box checked, then I will assume you're part of the box, ban the box agenda. So all you have done is missed a day's work of pay, and here we are, you're further in the whole thing from missing work for an interview you did not want to fully participate in, and getting booted for not being straightforward. What's wrong with just checking the box? Says someone with a coffee. And I'm not sure I comprehended this. And I think that you missed a few commas and periods and things, perhaps. Not sure. You might have left out words when you're expressing your thought. So just suppose you're Ben the Box Guy, the gal. Once the trend takes, employers start to hear what? I don't know, but hear about the trend, I guess. It's especially going to get you booted because once I see you're a black employee, since I've already heard as an employer, I've already heard about this ban the box thing. If you don't have to box checked, then I will assume you're part of the ban the box agenda. Oh, so I have this box and you didn't check it because you're part of the ban the box agenda. So I'm going to assume you're a felon and all you've done is really missed a day's work of pay. And here we are, you're further in the whole thing, in the hole. It's not W-H-O-L-E, it's hole, in the hole. For missing work for an interview you did not want to participate in fully and getting booted for not being straightforward, what's wrong with just checking the box? I think I agree with you, Mr. Someone. I don't fully comprehend it. Or Ms. Someone. But yes, all of this protecting people from their past and their past mistakes or sins or crimes and all that stuff is mama. A fair-minded man will be able to size you up as reformed, repented, trustworthy, or not. Even then, you can't really trust anybody. But see whether you're trustworthy enough to hire. And these people shouldn't have to take the risk, you know? Just trying to violate the rights of the people who are building businesses and running businesses, you know? Ridiculous. Let the business owners discriminate. They have a right to discriminate. It's a basic right. Super chat from Popcorn's Thump Keg. This was from Friday, okay? When I had Joel Friday. And, I had Joel Friday on Friday. And that guy, Krishan, the Don of Misfit Nation. You guys talk about women in such an awkward way. Joel, a woman was choosing on you. Nothing wrong with that, man. This was when Joel Friday was talking about that neighbor lady gal who dressed less and less ladylike. And they were both outside on their workouts, the end of their workouts, on their routes. And she changed up her whole route after he ignored the fact that she was trying to hit on him because she was dressing more and more slutty, less and less modestly, more and more immodestly. And Joel Friday didn't take the bait. And he noticed that that's not the right way for a lady to be. And then he saw her overreact and just, like, avoid him. He said, a woman was choosing on you. I don't know this phrase. Must be black. If it's a real phrase. Choosing on you. Nothing wrong with that, man. It's normal to be attracted to women. He didn't say it's... Nobody said that it's not normal to be attracted to women, dude. Nothing wrong with talking to a good-looking woman. He already talked to her, dude. I was open to it, but she took off, says Joel Friday. That's right, she took off, not him. He was just nice to her. He didn't say, hey, what's your number? I see you dressing more immodestly. Would Hake have covered his eyes and crossed the street? Just kidding. Right on, Popcorn's Thump Keg. Thank you for the concern and feedback and questions. Joel Friday was in answer. I'm seeing his note. Who was open to talking with her further. But he's like, all right, I'll see you later. Because he didn't play along with that. She was playing a game, and it was too obvious and too vulgar. She was showing everything, he said. Tight leotards, or whatever it was. So thank you. I was remiss in not reading your Super Chat, Popcorn Stump Keg. Very nice. Okay, so I'm caught up from past days' Super Chats, okay? I'll catch up to my other super chats later. But I got to get to these gals. These gals. These maternal, mortally maternal, maternal mortality gals. It's ridiculous. Do you know what I'm talking about? I mentioned in Hake News at the end of the Jesse Lee, at the end of one of the hours of the Jesse Lee Peterson show today, Thursday, March 14th. It's Pi Day. That, you know how women try to play like they're such, these such victims, and women are such victims, and men don't want to let them kill the babies in the womb, and maternal mortality is a problem because we won't let them kill the babies in the womb. And I don't know how true that is. It could be, there could be some truth to it. You know, a lot of women in the olden days would die in childbirth. It's a big deal, you know, it's part of the curse or something, that they would have great pains in childbirth. But they were fear-mongering about it. Pregnant mothers dying, it may have been fake news. Even according to the far-left female-run outlet, The Skimmer, it's still trying to make it big news. Reporting this morning, the far-left ladies at The Skim reported that the U.S. mortality rate may be lower than previously reported. Earlier this week, a study published by the American Journal of Obstetrics, and Gynecology, suggested that the federal data on maternal mortality could be inflated. I'm not surprised. They inflate the threat against them, and then they deflate, they underestimate the amount of times that they lie when they're R-worded. You know, they say, oh, it's very rare for a woman to lie about being R-worded. Unrelated topic, somewhat related. Aped raid, you know, aped raid. Sorry, Terry, I don't mean to bring up that unpleasant topic. Or ladies. The most recent scared woman-led unchristian CDC report, false report perhaps, if this is true, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, they're the ones who tried to run your life, or they're the ones who were the excuse for all these lame local liberals to run your life and close your business during the China virus with fear, kissing up to the fears of women. Had the rate at nearly 33 deaths per 100,000 live births. In 33 deaths per 100,000 births in 2021. Turns out that may not actually be true. A group of researchers say the rate may be closer to not 33, but 10. Of course, they were pushing 33. 10 deaths per 100,000 births. The CDC's the Illuminati confirmed. 10 deaths per 100,000. And it may also have largely held steady over the years. You know, the maternal mortality rate, oh, it's increasing. It may also actually have held pretty steady over the years. Appears to be closer to the rate seen in other wealthy countries. I remember arguing or debating with a gal about abortion, you know, when I was on maybe Modern Day Debate or something. One of my recent abortion debates. This woman, I think she said, if I remember correctly, it could be misremembering, that the maternal mortality rate, mothers who die related to their pregnancy or giving birth or whatever, that it's America's maternal mortality is higher than any other developed nation or something. It's actually pretty close to what's also seen in other wealthy countries, according to these researchers. So how did they get it wrong? How did they get it wrong? To track maternal mortality, death certificates were updated to include a pregnancy checkbox 20 years ago about. Maternal deaths are those during pregnancy, at delivery, or soon after giving birth. Maternal deaths, according to the CDC. But over the years, health officials have found that the checkboxes have been ticked in instances where the death was not tied to the pregnancy or to giving birth. The study's authors say this likely led to an overcount of pregnancy and birth-related deaths of these ladies. Maybe they died because they were violent You know, that there was this pregnant black woman who tried to run into a cop and he had to shoot her. Right? Remember that? I think she was stealing some stuff from a store. And then he confronted her and she like tried to run into him. Or she shot him and then another cop shot her. I forget what. So would that have been counted as a maternal death? Am I misremembering that whole story? Was she pregnant? But anyway, the point is that pregnant women sometimes die not related to their pregnancy. Oh, it was a COVID death, motorcycle accident. I don't know if that was a real story either. But anyway, the study's authors say this likely led to an overcount of pregnancy and birth-related deaths. When they went back and reviewed the data, researchers tallied fewer pregnancy-related deaths. Experts say clarifying the checkbox's meaning could help collect data more accurately. Even corrected, the stats confirm the magnitude of the U.S. maternal health crisis. They try to call it this crisis. Well, for one thing, people are unhealthy in general. And they're encouraged to be unhealthy. And what do they want to do to solve it? Not encourage you to be healthy, have behaviors and practices and habits that are good for your health. No, they don't want that. They want you to be reliant on some government program and money and stuff. More of this stuff that actually increases the costs of health, of so-called health care. Racial disparities. See that? All victimhood stuff. Racial disparities in pregnancy-related deaths are still rampant. Doesn't sound like the right word. Why? They're big? Big, not rampant. I don't think. The study found that black pregnancies, and they capitalized the B in the word black, black pregnant patients are still three times more likely to die than white patients in the lowercase w white. I think they're trying to avoid calling them mothers or calling mothers the gender that they are, females, women, to kiss up to the transgenders and non-binaries. That's the ladies at the skim for you. Very fake news. That can be attributed in part to medical racism, they call it. Obviously, no such thing. Why do black women die in pregnancy? One reason, doctors don't take them seriously, says the far-left AP, Associated Press. Maybe it's the boy who cried wolf? Don't know. Another reason, they're fatter per capita. But not always. There was this track star who was fit, who, she was trying to do like a home birth. I think she died in her apartment. I don't know where her husband was or if she was married or what, but she was not fat. Bias, they say, inattentive care. How about their own behavior, their own disparities in their own behavior and spirits? Black women are more encouraged to be angry and emotional, and that's not good to wallow in that anger and emotion stuff. Women in general are encouraged to be angry and emotional, but black women the most. They're like, oh, black and woman, double victim. That's evil. These are wolves in sheep's clothing who don't care about you, ladies. In most cases, their deaths are preventable, per health officials. While the experts are pleased to see the rates aren't as bad as previously thought, they're hoping the new findings won't lessen the urgency around addressing the issue and the crisis in the United States. And I say that these experts want to feel important. So they have to sound the alarm about a crisis. It's like when you see something wrong and you're complaining about it and nobody's paying attention, you get more urgency. You want everybody else to feel the urgency that you feel. You ever that ever happened to you guys? They're like, yeah, yeah. And you're like, no, listen to me. I want you guys to be as frustrated and scared and worried as me. Does that make sense? Experts. They don't do anything good. They just know a lot of stuff. And then they have an agenda that fits with the liberal establishment. And so they're just going to push that. That's what I believe is happening with the other stuff that's going on in the world. The sky is falling type people. The sky is falling type people. The climate stuff. I would never have heard of the skim, two M's, had it not been for Hake reading their mess every day. Lots of laughs. LOL, says Costin. I know. I heard about it from a former coworker, an atheist. Might have been a male feminist. And I never let it go. For years, health officials, your IG audio is a little funny, but YouTube sounds normal, says Joel Friday. Thank you. Huh. Interesting. Press 1 if the audio sounds great. Press 2 if it's awful. Press 3 if it's maybe a little iffy, but you think it's okay. Thank you, guys. For years, the health officials have been sounding the alarm around the rising maternal mortality rate across the country. May not actually be rising after all. Staying pretty steady, they say. Maybe. Don't know. These people push fear. Remember the China virus? Trump said, don't be afraid. And then what did that un-Christian, surprisingly unmanly, Jake Tapper say? I heard it on the Jesse Lee Peterson show. You should be scared. It's okay to be scared. You should be scared. What a mama. Fear is not good for you. Anger is not good for your health. Fear is not good for your health. Now they want to scare the women more and make them mad and make them feel like victims more. That'll do good for your health. Then they'll get stressed out and eat a lot of junk food or something. Whatever you do when you're stressed out and a mess. Smoke a lot of weed. While that number may be lower than previously thought, experts say the U.S. still has more work to do when it comes to maternal health care. Ridiculous. So shout out to the ladies. Shout out to the ladies. Let me get to a call or two, guys, before I get to the rest of your super chats. Appreciate those, guys. Rick in Hampton, Virginia is on the line. Rick in Hampton, you called early enough. I wanted to make sure I got to you.
Yes, sir, man. I just want to comment, man, on, you know, these black, like Fannie Willis, the mayor from New Orleans, those two are from the L.A. area. It looks like these women are coming from the West Coast and coming east to destroy these cities.
Whoa. Is that true?
I don't know. But
Fannie,
I know
wait, Fannie Willis, born. Inglewood, California. Inglewood always up to no good. Terrible. And who else? Who else did you say?
And New Orleans, I forget her name. She's from the L.A. area.
Stay close to your phone. New Orleans.
Okay. The New Orleans mayor. She's from
LaToya
LA.
Cantrell. Born in Los Angeles. Terrible. Yeah. So we're shipping our trash around the country to live. I thought you ladies sang to live and die in L.A. It's the place to be. You got to be there to know it. But I guess
man,
not.
I hate to say this, man. You always hear a black saying, you know, whites make up only maybe 10 to 15-20% of the world's population. All the places whites are at are economically strong. You can go get educated, make all the money you can make. But when you go to these, as the Democrats call, people of color, the only strong industry they have is tourism.
Yeah. Interesting.
You know what I mean? Tourism. And I'm like, and then you hear a lot of blacks talking, I'm going back to Africa. I say, yeah, you can go back to Africa, but leave the money you made in the United States here and donate it to your family or charity and go there and make up their economy.
Yeah.
And see how tough you are then.
Right.
But
these
they always
people.
Say, they always go there talking about already taking their money made in America, of course, and then go to Africa. They don't go in and talk about mama living on their economy.
That's a funny laugh, man. Yeah, they...
You know,
it's Kevin Howe says that whites are more like 9% of the world population, but that might be a white supremacist talking point, which I would have to disavow, Kevin Howe. But you're right. These people don't appreciate civilization. They're too busy into culture. I once heard a contrast between culture and civilization. The more civilized you are, the less into culture you are. Interesting, huh? Interesting.
Yeah,
it's good to have, I guess, a little bit of balance. I mean, culture. By culture, I don't mean true religion, because culture just means like your religion and stuff like that.
Right.
But by culture, I mean this odd behaviors and odd styles and odd music and being all overly into music and stuff like that. I think if the whole people are like that, if they don't have a balanced life where they're also working, self-disciplined, and able to follow the rules, law and order, then they're not civilized. They're culture. Hey, because his anti-culture part by not reading books.
Terrible.
What's that?
Our culture is terrible, man. I mean, it seems like if from white liberals, black politicians, black organizations like NAACP, Urban League, all that mess, Urban Radio, I believe they focus on the black community to keep where they can control them and use them for destruction.
Yeah.
Because it's hard. If a black person don't go out and critical think on their own and research their own news, they can't help but to believe what they hear, because it's constantly around them. The media, social media, constantly helping blacks to be victims, and then they believe the media, you know?
Yeah, and their own parents are like that sometimes. And
that's where it starts at. It starts from the parents. Then the parents teaches them and enforce the victimhood. Then it goes to the public school system. They pad on top of it. Then as it goes from them, it goes to black urban radio. They pad it on them. Then
The
liberal colleges.
Yep.
And it's like, if a black person don't go critical think on their own, man, that's why it's so hard to break them for, man, because it's constantly, they have a chokehold on the black community where they can keep, where they can rely on them, because they've been keeping Democrats in for years, man.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why you have understanding. You don't be impatient with these blacks, you know?
Well, you know, you got to be patient with them, and a lot of them are angry. And you just got to try and get them to think, you know, just think you can do anything you want to do. And then they try and send them all to college, and they won't take trades, you know, build anything, because the public school system is trying to put them all in college.
Yeah, true. Yep. It's ridiculous. You know. And so they think that education is the answer. And the educated ones are worse.
Crazy.
They may not commit as many crimes or have as many children out of wedlock, because they're not having children in general. They are...
They get their eggs frozen.
Yeah, but they're still in that victimhood stuff, and they're still
absolutely
lame, and they're still hating whites, and they're still mamas.
They holler and screaming. That's all they do.
They're just...
They're all in a hollering and screaming, all in Congress.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like I was telling you, like... You don't necessarily want to take a risk hiring somebody like Don Lemon. It's a risk, you know? You know, I was talking about, they say, oh, blacks get discriminated against in hiring. Well, look at how even Don Lemon is. He's turning around and trying to be vicious and backstabbing of Elon Musk just because his deal didn't go through.
Mm-hmm.
You should just be classy. But no, they think it's a good idea not to be classy. And a whole lot of people don't have that sense to be classy and gracious whether a deal works out or not. They want to get their attention. So evil.
You know, most people don't like to hire blacks, man, because they bring so much confusion.
Drama.
Yes. Drama with a capital D.
Look at Don Lemon. Just drama that he's trying to bring in. Ridiculous.
Yeah, you know, just and people, only reason a lot of times people hire blacks for just to keep the EPA off of them. Well,
EEOC?
Equal opportunity off of them.
Equal opportunity, right.
Yep. They hire a couple of them enough to keep equal opportunity, because they just bring so much issues, man.
Yep.
I mean, a white person can legitimately tell a black person to go to work and he'll holler racism.
Yeah. It's true.
It's
they
sad,
do
man.
It to themselves. They're shooting themselves
right.
in the foot. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. You ever heard of self-fulfilling prophecies?
Yes, I have.
It's a worldly term, but I think that you're justified or condemned by your words.
I think most blacks are cursed. I really believe that.
And they're doing it to themselves. They're cursing themselves.
Yeah. Cursing themselves, not managing their money well.
They're saying we're oppressed, and so they're oppressed. Because they said
And they can never tell you why they're oppressed. I always say, well, tell me why you're oppressed. You can go make all the money you can make. You can go anywhere you want. You can drive. You can go to the store. You have all kind of freedom. How are you oppressed?
Right.
Because somebody actually get a voter ID? That's not being oppressed. You should have an ID anyway.
I know. Yeah. That's so ridiculous that anybody fell for that.
Yeah.
I remember seeing my Mexican friend posted on Facebook years and years ago before I ever saw it in the news. I was like, what?
Right.
How is that racist? But then you look into it, per capita, blacks are less likely to have an ID. I'm like, what? Okay.
Because they can get everything else.
Right.
it's just not on top of the list.
Yeah.
I got 4 or 5 IDs.
Nice. And they're all real, not fake.
They all real, all government ID.
Yep. True. Well, great call, Rick. Appreciate you, man.
Hey, appreciate you, Jay. The Hake Report. La, la, la.
Nice.
Hey, when did some old brother William call in?
Oh, he just called in today, man. You missed it.
Dang.
He called in right before, toward the end of the first hour. 45 minutes in, about 45, 46 minutes in, he called.
Hey, man, if I'd be on the phone, man, and William was the next call, man, you cut me off and let Brother Will the OG talk, man.
OG, old gentleman, talk, not original gangster.
Exactly.
Yeah.
A man with wisdom, not no street violence and gangsters like that.
Yep.
This guy always has some nuggets for you.
Yeah, true. Thank you, William. Rick in Hampton, appreciate you, man.
Love you guys, man. Y'all keep up the good work. We got to spread the truth, man, because Donald Trump is going to get him a victory in Georgia. They're gonna have to drop some charges, man.
We'll see what happens. I'm not too concerned about it. Trump knows how to take care of himself.
Man, I tell you, Trump team did a great job in exposing Fannie Willis.
Yeah, nice. Right on, man.
Take care. Man. Y'all be blessed, man.
You too. Bye. Oh, he got me with the... After all that time, me saying bye 3 times, he still got me with the click. That just proves that Hake is not on Joe Rogan's level quite yet. Or JLP's level yet. Slick Rick, says Raymond Levin. That was a good call. Yeah, I like that. Too slow, Hake. Hake is... slow sometimes. I'm excited about playing 90 Pound Wuss later, though. Okay, so what else is going on in the world that I wanted to bring up? Daylight savings time hit, you know that. Daylight saving time hit here in America for the most part, except for the islands. Most of the islands are not observing daylight saving time, I guess. Hawaii. Catalina probably is. The Virgin Islands. The Galapagos. No, the Galapagos is not American. Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico. I guess they're not observing it. Do they observe it? I forget. But those islands, you know, of course, New York Island. I guess New York, part of New York is an island or islands. But I'm talking about the real islands. And Arizona. Do some of the Indian tribes not observe daylight saving time? I guess the Navajo do. The Navajo inside of Arizona do observe springing forward and falling back. James could never be on JLP's level, says the blinked one. lion emoji. Lion, male lion mane emoji. I'm okay with this springing forward, I guess. We'll see what happens with it. Spring break, though, I am not okay with it. We did not used to call it spring break. I just want to point out that when I was a kid, I'm almost Gen X. I'm an older millennial, 42 years old, almost 43. We called it Easter vacation. And the Easter vacation would be a one week long set of days off for at least for school. And it would either be leading up to Easter or it would be the week after Easter, because Easter falls on, well, this year, I think it's maybe the 31st or something like that of March, Easter. And it's not a pagan holiday, it's a Christian holiday. Or it may be pagan and Christian, because Christians took over the pagans, and we made them Christian. Easter Sunday, the 31st of March. So we would have Good Friday off, and then the whole week after Easter we would have off. I liked that the best, but sometimes it would be the week leading up to it. Most of the time it seems like it's in April, but sometimes it's in March. Sometimes like the 23rd or something like that. But, nice, huh? It was called Easter Vacation. Big Mitch 909 says, we had spring break and then Easter Vacation. Really? No, we only had Easter Vacation. And so spring break is degenerate. Yeah, it's not party time. I'm not sure what you're saying. Come on, man. I'm Gen X, and it was always spring break. Where are you from? Come on, man. I forget where he said he's from. You're Gen X? Well, where I was, it was called Easter Vacation. North El Monte? We called it Easter Vacation. I specifically remember, I feel like I can picture seeing Easter Vacation when I visualize, because on the calendar they said, what type of lunch it would be. And I would always bring my lunch, except when they had pizza for lunch. And then I would buy lunch. Because back then you had to buy your lunch. And I would buy my lunch when it was pizza. Hake is nowhere near Gen X. What do you mean? 43 is Gen X. 42 is Gen Y. Gen Y. You don't know what you're talking about. Come on, man. Come on, man knows some things. But some things that he knows are just not so, I'm saying. Esoteric says, same here, Hake. Yeah, we called it Easter Vacation. But that's cool if you got spring break and Easter Vacation. That's fun. And it was Christmas Vacation. Christmas Vacation was 2 weeks. They are secularizing. I get that secularization may have happened more in your area earlier than it happened in my area. Come on, man. Okay? That explains a lot, says Nugget Man. School pizza is disgusting. No, I'm not 43 yet. So just to show you guys, especially for the kids, younger people, and the 30-year-olds and 20-year-olds and 10-year-olds and 5-year-olds, that the world has changed a lot just in a short amount of time to be more and more anti-Christian and secular. And I get that even in my time, and even 100 years ago, like there were the last gasps of Christianity. Like I feel like when we had the prohibition 100 years ago or 115 years ago or whatever, we had something called prohibition in America. Not me, but Americans did. They prohibited, and I heard that it was pushed by women, alcohol. No alcohol. No drinking alcohol. And it was pushed by women who maybe were going too far, I'm not sure. Maybe there were some men behind it. There had to have been some men behind it. And I think that that was like trying to hold back the tide of the degeneracy that they saw coming. And now the degeneracy is out of control. Opposite extreme. They prohibit being sober. Almost. Terrible. Terrible. School pizza was never it. Stop lying to yourself. I liked it anyway. I've only had one piece of pizza that I did not like. Maybe two. One was because they put ketchup. Ugh. And then two, because I was expecting something nice and it was like maybe microwave pizza. So that was bad. Prohibition was the first evil result of permitting women to vote. Could have been. But I see it all of this stuff. You know, they talked about, we started calling ourselves a Christian nation in the 50s and 60s because this onslaught of secularism and atheism was coming and people falling away and bad families and all that stuff. We started being like, oh, family values, oh, Christianity, as we're getting crushed by the waves of Satanism, basically, of the world. Probably because we didn't have that foundation. So maybe this Easter vacation stuff. I mean, it's just symbolic. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. But think about it. Easter vacation, Easter Sunday, Christ's resurrection, all that stuff, church, compared to the degeneracy that you associate with the word spring break, where these people go to the beach and get drunk and high and have the S word out of wedlock and bother the neighbors and be evil. Where did this culture change come from, James? I disavow that question. It's anti-Semitic. No, I'm kidding. I'm playing around. That's my little speech about spring forward and spring break. Let me read a few more super chats. I am running out of time. I don't know if I have time to read all these super chats. Terrible. Somebody said, "Hake, say Greta Thunberg." Greta Thunberg. Popcorn Thumpkeg, your coffee is not pithy enough for me to read in such a short time, although I do appreciate your coffees. So I won't be able to read it today. C bought three coffees, no message, thank you. Terry bought a coffee, thanks for defending me from the Vipers, Hake. Hake won, Snake Put zero. Aw, come on, Snake Pit beats Hake sometimes. But shout out to Terry, who's in the Snake Pit. Carver bought a coffee, saying, "Hey, Hake, good to see you back on the air. After working on it Wednesday. You may have already covered this and I missed it, but did you see the new Kobe Bryant statue where they spelled a bunch of stuff wrong? Decision. D-E-C-I-C-I-O-N. Instead of decision. D-E-C-I-S-I-O-N. Oh, they blat. Saw it and this story was made for the Hake Report, says Carver with his coffee. Wow, I did not see that. No pun intended. That is quite interesting. Someone bought a coffee saying, if I had 100 cattle on a farm and 13% of them caused half of the farm's problem, what should I do with those 13 cattle? That sounds like a racist question. And I disavow it, someone with your coffee. I hear your dog whistles because I'm a dog. Your dog whistles more like a dog cannon or a dog trumpet. Train whistle. Woo, woo. What should you do with those cattle? Separate them. I don't know. Treat them as individuals because we love everybody. Maybe give them some affirmative action. To someone with your coffee. It's because of poverty. Those poor cows are poor. those 13%, if you compare their poverty, they're still more... Anyway. I'm running out of time. Thank you, someone with your coffee. Popcorn Stump Keg. Again, I'll have to read your long coffee another day. Hopefully tomorrow. Guys, this has been the Hague Report. Callers, I cannot get to you. Anybody else who may have super chatted, I will be looking out for those. Let's play 90 Pound Wuss Wednesday. 90 Pound Wuss Wednesday. Wuss is not, don't say wuss, kids. 90 Pound Wednesday, it's a Christian band. This track is entitled Queen Maggot, from the album Where Meager Die of Self-Interest. Adios, America. Joel Friday TV coming up next. Bye. Isn't it nice? It's Christian. Christian punk. There's no question of my faith. You're getting any life.
There's a black and white combined fine line of flesh. Yes, I destroyed all my self-belief. And then quit life. I want to catch the sky of rain. I need the face just one more time.
I Jeff Suffering, so good.
And I stand alone. The sickness burying my feet. And I stand alone.
This is a long song. I might go overtime for Joel. Sorry. Junior year of high school, he seems a little upset. I'll see through your lies.
And you'll perish. I'll see through your lies. And you'll perish. I went to the power of the
world. This is no race off. It's not your fault or my fault.
Screaming for resolution. Feeding off flesh. Waiting to run away from this dance.
Will you be with me?
Forever. From the outside,
I wait for your confrontation.
Resolution! Fading our flesh. Waiting to awake from this trance. I will not be left behind. Will you be with me? Forever!
He's singing to God, I think, maybe.
Forever.
Demon possessed, says Farsice. It's Christian and it's a vibe. I used to go to sleep to this every night.
Heaven!
I gotta get out of Joel's chair.
Heaven!
Adios, America.
Heaven! Without the truth and die.